Well, a new report says that every American will receive at least one misdiagnosis in their lifetime, and the number could be far higher. The report comes from the National Academy of Science, Engineering, and Medicine. It's a group that started the movement to track medical errors about 15 years ago. This week's report is titled Improving Diagnoses in Healthcare. Dr. John Ball is the Executive Vice President Emeritus of the American College of Physicians, and he chaired the Blue Ribbon panel that authored the report. Doctor, thanks for joining us.
It's good to be with you.
And was this, put this in context for us as a doctor, was this shocking, about what you expected, a mild surprise? I mean, what is your sense of how this will be received?
I think what the main surprise was the bottom line, which is most of us, on average, will receive an incorrect or improper diagnosis in our lifetime. But the most shocking thing, I think, is that even though we've known about this for quite some time, the report to Errors Human in 1999 and the follow-up report of the IOM in 2000 mentioned diagnostic error, but didn't make any recommendations about it. And since then, not much has occurred.
And many people may know of this idea of, as you say, the report was called To Errors Human, Building a Safer Health System. And many people know about this idea of, wait a second, we can be much healthier just by fixing mistakes. Atul Gawande, the doctor from here in Boston, has been a big backer of, you know, checklists, wash your hands, the simple mistakes. But diagnoses, these are in the doctor's office. What else is happening that's leading to so many wrong diagnoses?
First of all, people will assume that what diagnosis is a single event between the physician and the patient, and it all happens in the physician's mind. That really is not proper. And one of the things we look at in the study is that the diagnostic process is very complex. It occurs over time in a variety of settings with a variety of individuals. And part of the problem with diagnostic error is there are a lot of opportunities for diagnostic error to occur. It's often the system that gets in the way and not the cognitive information that the doctor has.
We'll talk a little bit about the system in a second, but is it also, though, a doctor saying, oh, you're not having a heart attack, you're having acid reflux, or the other way around, and just sending someone home?
Well, that particular example was one that we used in the study. And one of the things that we argue for strongly is that the patient is central to the diagnosis. And one of the things we talk about is that physicians should be more open to listening to patients, but patients also have a degree of responsibility to be prepared when they come in to understand what's going to happen to them afterwards. And what we have at the end of the report is a set of resources for patients and for professionals on how they can make the clinical encounter much more productive and much more likely to have the proper diagnosis.
Just take a second, and can you tell us just briefly what that would be? For instance, if you're having chest pains.
I think the next step is to say, okay, what else could it be? And if you're sending me out of the emergency room, what do I need to do in the next 24 hours to assure that I'm being treated right?
Well, and you mentioned the systems being part of the problem. One of them we're reading that is, ironically, computerized health records, which everyone thought would make things better, but what?
Well, they have the potential for making everything better because information can be made immediately available and exchanged among physicians and other clinicians. The trouble is, a lot of the electronic health records don't yet communicate with each other. The second piece is that most of the computer systems were originally founded to document information for billing purposes.
There's nothing worse than standing in an emergency room with a real acute problem and they want to know your insurance card. You know,
right. The emergency room is a good example of the kind of hospital environment that makes it difficult to make a considered diagnosis. It's chaotic, it's hectic. There are a lot of people who are incredibly ill. And the other piece about an emergency room is often you can go into an emergency room now and see more doctors and nurses at computer terminals than with patients. That's got to change.
Yeah. So what is our takeaway as doctors, doctor, and as consumers? Give us the headline for each.
I think for physicians, diagnosis is not a solo endeavor. It's a team endeavor. For patients, it's you're the center. You're the reason for the diagnostic process.
We understand the report advocates for patients having access to their medical records, these computerized records.
Are you,
are you saying that they might even be the ones that find a diagnostic flag, test result flag that somebody else missed?
That's right. I mean, and we argue or we urge that patients have access to their laboratory laboratory information, as well as to the notes that the physician has put. There's a wonderful demonstration project now going on in several hospitals across the country with 5 million patients, where they have direct access to all the notes that their clinicians have written about them. And they've been able to say, wait a minute, you know, I didn't quite say this, I said that. So that makes the system better. That's not to say that it's their responsibility or the onus is on them. It's that to the extent possible, they can really help the diagnostic process.
Dr. John Ball, chair of the Committee on Improving Diagnosis in Healthcare, they just came out with their new report. He's also executive vice president emeritus of the American College of Physicians. Dr. Ball, thank you.
Thank you very much.